Vayter in Shas V'yaron Daf Chav, picking it up on Yutesim and Beis by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom, by four I mean five. Shalchu Lei Lamar Okva. They sent the following statement to Mar Okva. Adar Samach LeNisan LeOlam Chaser. The Adar that's right next to Nisan, whether it's either Rishon or Sheni, the point is the one that's right next to Nisan is always Chaser. It's always 29 days. Moser Rav Nachman says, okay, really? 29 days? Let me take a little looky. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalnes HaShabbos. We're going to see the Gemara is going to jump into this. It's going to be a Chafal from a Beis that says that there are 2 months that we're Mechalel Shabbos in order to have Edom that do what? Says Rashi. Look right over there. Second to last Rashi on the page. Mechalan, this is Shabbos. Edom Shero is a Levana Bechidusha. If you have the Edom that see when the month, they see the moon, they see the new moon, then Mechalan, this is Shabbos. Lotzei Schutz L'Tchum. They're able to leave their Tchum, Lava LeBezdin, to come to Bezdin. Lehei Lefteim, to go be made that they saw the moon. Lefi Shamodim Kulam Tuluim B'Shnei Chodashim Halalu. All of the holidays are based off these 2 months, right? We have all the holidays in these months, because, or a lot of them. And we're thinking at this stage that Chilula D'Shari Rachmana, the reason why we're allowed to be Mechal the Shabbos here is Mishum De Kevias Yarcha Lefi Re'ias HaLevanahu. We want to be Kovea and set the new month according to eyewitness testimony. Im Malei Malei Im Chasi Chasi. If it's full, it's full, and if it's not, then not. Al Nisan Rel Tishrei. So now we say it again. Basav Nachman. Al Shnei Chadosh Mechal Shabbos. Al Nisan Rel Tishrei. Now, Iyamar Bishlam Zimnin Malei Zimnin Chaser. If you're going to say that some months are full and some months are not full, and some days are 30-day months, some days are 29-day months, okay, then I get it that we have to Mishum Hachim Chalina, and we're able to be Mechal to know which one it is. Says Rashi, last Rashi. Imar Ubiyom Shloshim. Shem they saw it in the 30th day of the previous month. Shem Lo Yavo V'yoidu Shara'u Hayom. If they don't come and say that, then Lo Yakdusha Bezin Ad Malchir. They're going to only do it the next day. V'yasu is a Chaser Malei. They're going to make a Chaser actually Malei. Therefore, now it makes sense to go ahead and have to be Mechal Shabbos. Beep, turn the page. Chafam Adaf on the top. However, Eliyim Arte Olam Chaser, if you want to say it's always 29 days, says, then Amay Mechal Linon. Why are we being Mechal Shabbos? Says Rashi, V'i Nami, the Lo Asu Edom Mekadshin. You're going to say that we're going to do it anyway, whether Edom come or don't come, because it's only 29 days. Then Aydin Lama Lehen Lechal. Why should they go and be Mechal Shabbos if anyway we say that it's a 29-day month? There's a Gemara, no. Mitzvah, Mishum Mitzvah L'Kadosh Al-Ri'ya. There's a particular concept. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and be Mekadosh through actually seeing it. It says Rashi, I'll be Edom, second Rashi. I'll be Edom, L'Siv, HaKodesh is the Lechem Rosh Chadoshim, Kazeh, Ra V'Kidesh. So what happens is that in a chinami that maybe we're going to be Mechal Shabbos, even though we know it's only a 29-day month, but yet we still want to be able to do that because there's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Al-Pi Ri'ya itself. So we could say that it's a... these two things work together, even though we know that we're going to do 29 anyway, we're still allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to fulfill the pasuk, which says that we should have Edom that are telling us that they saw it. Vayter, Ikedami, some learn it a little bit differently, this whole exchange. At Amar Nachman, Afan Namitanina. Like, of course, an answer, but straightforward. We also have a Mishnah which says straightforward. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechal Nitzel Shabbos, or 2 months of Mechal Shabbos, Al Nisan Val Tishrei. Iyamar Bishlam Yolam Chaser, if you want to say that they're always Chaser, that the months are always 29-day months, so okay, Mishum Hachim Mechal Alinan. That's why we go ahead and we're Mechal Shabbos, because we want to make sure that we're going to end up the Mitzel Lekadish, Al Be'iyah, there's a Mitzel to be Mekadish through people coming and testifying that they saw it. Al Iyamar Zimin Mali Zimin Chaser. But if you're going to tell me, sometimes the months are Malay, sometimes a 30-day month, sometimes a Chaser, 29-day month. So my Mechalin, why would be Mechal Shabbos? Nabrea Idna, let's right now go ahead and be Ma'abre the Chod that said it's going to be that it's a 30-day month. And then on a Katsi L'Macher, let him just come the next day. Why do you have to come on Shabbos in order to do this? Just come on Sunday, and then we'll go ahead and everything will be good and dandy. We'll have the people coming to be Mekadoshit, so there's a mitzvah of them telling us. And it'll be on the 30th day, and everything is good and dandy. Says Gemara, Nishka Narai, because Ida Ikla Yom Shloshim B'Shabbos. You're right, if the 30th day ended up being on Shabbos, Hachanami, then we would do such a thing. It would make sense. We'd say it's a full month, right? And we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos. But Hachamai Askinim, what are we dealing with over here? The Ikla Yom Shloshim B'Echad B'Shabbos. The 31st day ends up being that it's on Shabbos. And now, if we want to make sure that it's going to be that the Edom are going to be, we're doing an Alpi the Edom, so now they have to be Mechal Shabbos. Why? Like we said, the mitzvah of the Kaddish Alari'iyah. It's a mitzvah to be Mekaddish to actually seeing the moon. So where we're holding the map now is we just knocked off that Ikad Amri, but we didn't knock off the original statement that it's could be a 29-day month. It's always going to be 29 days. But now we're going straight up attack. Masar of Kahana. Kisha Mikdosh Kayim. When we had the Heilige Beis HaMikdosh, Shibani Shalom, should bring it back. Mechalin Af Al Kulan. We'd be mechal for every month. Why? Mipnei takonas hakarbon. Rashi says, mus, right, a little bit to the right, drop down. Mipnei takonas hakarbon, mus svirosh chodesh shakrivu bizmanam. There's a carbon that's brought dafka on rosh chodesh. In order to make sure we're going to bring that carbon, because by some migdosh, so we want to make sure that we're going to bring it at the right time. So therefore, the mechal everything. Midekulu lav mishum de mitzvah lekadesh ala re'iya. From the fact that we find that it's not because it's a mitzvah l'kadosh shalariyah, that's not the reason of Michal Shabbos, then Nisan v'tishrei nami lav mishum the mitzvah l'kadosh shalariyah. That's not the reason why we're Michal the Shabbos, as Rashi points out, Ela sheyu amoados bizmanam lefi toldos alavana. Everything should be done in the proper time according to the way that the moon works. Now, I amart bishlom ezim malav ezim l'chaser. If you want to say sometimes malay, sometimes chaser, that's where we're going to be mechalat to make sure that we get in the right time. Ella yomart li olam chaser. If you want to say it's always chaser, then am I mechalinan? We shouldn't have to be mechalat at all. Because, like we said, it comes out that the reason we're doing Michal Shabbos is not in order to be doing it al pi the fact that there's Edim, but rather to make sure everything's just in the proper time. So that if that's being the case, so then there's no reason to be Michal Shabbos if it falls out that it's a chaser month. And the fact that we're saying Michal Shabbos, oh, then we got a problem. There shouldn't be Michalit based just off that, says the Gemara to Yufta. So we actually knock off, and it's not Lav Dafka that it's going to be always 29 days. Bam! Story time. Kiyasa Ula. When Ula came, this is from Bavel. I'm sorry, to Bavel. He's coming from Eretz Yisrael. Omar Ibru El. He said that there were Ma'aber El in Eretz Yisrael. They're Ma'aber El. It's an Iber month. Amr Ula. Then Ula said, Yode Chavrin Bavloi Mai Tivusa Avdin Badayu. Do our Babylonian friends know what a good thing we did for them? Rashi says, Klomer, Yodi Chavrayim Bavloi, a little bit to the right, drop down. Yodi Chavrayim Bavloi, Klomer, Nosin Leiv Lahakir Tova. It should be Makir Tov. Jolson Nimayim Ben Eretz Yisrael, Sheibru Hazel, Effectim Abra El, they did him a good, a big favor. Says the Gemara, Maiti Husa. What exactly was a favor? What did he do for, what did Eretz Yisrael do for them? Ula Amar Mishum, he mentions, yes, they briefly in Rashi, these are the two things. Number one, Mishum Yarka. One is for vegetables. Rav Acha Bar Chanina Amar, different opinions. Ula says vegetables. Rav Acha Bar Chanina Amar, Mishum Messiah, for their dead. Rashi explains, what does that mean, Mishum Yerkai, vegetables? Well, simply put, they didn't have fridges back in the day, right? Refrigerators. So what they would do is, you have to pick your vegetables before Shabbos, before Yontif. Now, what happens if Shabbos and Yontif fell out one day after the next? End up being, that's what we, you know, it's what we call like a two-day Yontif, even though it's not really, right? So, by the second day, the vegetables will always start to wilt. It wouldn't taste good anymore. Not the cherubim type, but they'll start to wilt. So therefore, what they would do is, sometimes there'd be ma'aber to be able to make a separation that wouldn't fall out, and that the Yom Tovim should be that there's a day between Shabbos and Yontif so that they can pick vegetables for the next one in between. There'll be a weekday in between. That's Yarkaya, that's Yarek. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Mishum Messiah, because of death. What does that mean, death? That means, let's say you have, Rashi says Mishum Messiah, Lahafrid Shabbos V'Yom HaKippurim, to make a separation between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Zemizeh, Shalei Sriach Meis, Shiyomos Be'echamim, so that if a dead body dies in one of them, it shouldn't become putrid, nasty, shasty, Shei Rishon V'lo, it's going to be Yasriach Meis, because we know a dead body is muksa. So we made sure that only be one day where it's going to be like that, and they're going to be able to bury the body in between. In fact, the Gemara might be Naya. What's the difference in these two answers? Either way, they're helping them out, if it's dead body or if it's this. Tarvayu is new. We have really both of them. You can be Naya. The difference between them is Yom Kippurim Shechalios Achar Shabbos. If you have Yom Kippur that falls after Shabbos. In a case like that, then Mandalmer Mishum Misayim Abrina, the one who says that they did it for the dead body, so then we're going to be Ma'abra to make sure that you have 2 days in a row. Mandalmer Mishum Yarkai, but the one who says you have vegetables, Lamas Kabailu. What's the issue over here? It's Yom Kippur. So if it's Yom Kippur that's coming after Shabbos, you don't need the food in Yom Kippur. So you take it before, let's say Shabbos and Sunday's Yom Kippur. So pick your vegetables before Shabbos, eat them on Shabbos, and then you have the second Yom Kippur, you can't eat anyway. The Gemara is going to spell it out. You can be now Yom Kippur Mishchalios Achar Shabbos. Yom Kippur falls after Shabbos. If you're not going to be ma'aber, then Mandam Rishon Misayah Ma'arina. The one says because of the dead, you're going to be ma'aber. Rashi says V'Tachina Liyom Kippurim Liyom Sheni B'Shabbos. End up being on the Monday, in which case you're not going to have to wait 2 days for it. But the Mandam Rishon Yarkayos is because of vegetables. So like we said, what's the issue? La'imas Kaboilu. When are you going to eat the vegetables? La'orta only on Motzi Yom Kippur, right? So after that night, so La'orta Tarchamaisi. So Erev Shabbos pick, eat on Shabbos. And then Matzah Shabbos, which is now Yom Kippur, you can't eat anyway. And then Matzah Yom Kippur, you go ahead and you go out to the garden, you take with the vegetables. And Rashi says, "Lo'or tatar chumaisi ve'ain tzarich lelaket erev Shabbos." Hilkach lo ma'abrinon. Therefore, you wouldn't have to be ma'abrit. So that would be the man. That would be a chilek. Might be now. L'man da'amr mishum yarkayo. But according to one who says that the reason we'd be ma'abrit is because of vegetables, la'abrit mishum Messiah. Let's just say the reason is because of Messiah. Why are you saying it's because of Yerek? So the Gemara in a chinami. You're right. He would agree with that. So Eli Kabinaya, what's the difference between them? Yom Tov Asamach LeShabbos. If you have Yom Tov, that's right next to Shabbos. Not Yom Kippur, it'd be Yom Tov. Bein Milfaneh, Bein Milcher. Whether Yom Tov is before Shabbos, or Yom Tov is after Shabbos. Mandal Mishem Yarkaya Marbrina. The one who says the reason is because of the Yerek. So then what do we do? We're going to be Abrit in order to make sure that we have fresh vegetables. Because if we don't have Abrit, like we said, we're going to have that issue. The issue of the second day, this stuff is not going to be good. Mandal Mishem Messiah, but according to one who says that in order to bury the dead, Eshabah Mami. It's no problem. We could just get a guy to go ahead and do it for us. Rashi says, "Af shabama made the amar mar meis biyom tovrisha nisasko bama min." Everyone learned that. Babe, throw back the beitza. Let a guy go ahead and deal with it. And therefore, there's no problem. Frankly, more now the opposite direction. Laman da amar mishum messiah. Let's say that la'abri mishum yarkayu. Laman da amar mishum messiah. La'abri mishum yarkayu. Let's just go and say that the reason is because of the vegetable shtickle. Like, what? That's not good. Says the Gemara, no, ye tainas that efshe b'chamime. You can go out on the second day. What you could do is you could take those vegetables. Rashi says it's the third to the last skinny line that shorim b'chamin v'chozos l'kedmusan. If you go and you soak them in hot water, then they go back to their original deliciousness. So that's why he doesn't use that shtickle. Iachi says the Gemara, okay, if that's true, that we did such a favor for Bavel. Then my shtoli did done. Why is it dafka bavel? Afilu did hunami. This is also good for Eretz Yisrael. They should bury their dead. The vegetables. Like, well, what are you talking about? What kind of favor are you doing for us? It's for yourself, bro. Says Gemara lidid done chavilun alma lididhu lo chavilu alma. Where we live, it's really hot. Says Rashi, Anu b'nei Bavel, Cham lanu olam. The world's hot. V'ish lanu hevel l'fisha Bavel mukai. It's in a valley. Ve'inu eretz harim u'gavos. It's in mountains and hills. Keretz Yisrael. Ve'in shol ba'avir. Don't have like wind blowing and nice temperatures. Ve'in b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Tzrichin le'aber mishum mesaya. U'mishum yarkayo el b'shvilenu. The airflow over there is going to make sure that the bodies don't become decomposing and disgusting, and that the vegetables are not going to wilt so quickly, but over there in Bavel will, so it's actually doing you guys a favor. Frankly, Gemara, sounds like we're doing this in order to help us out. Aini, is this really true that we could do this? Says Rashi, the second wide line in the middle, V'chi ma'abrin chodesh letzorech? Are we ma'abrin chodesh in order just to help us out, that it's going to be, we're going to have the vegetables good and the dead bodies not rotting? Well, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, he came along and he said, Yochel k'shem sheba'abrin sashana letzorech. You may have thought that just like you're allowed to go ahead and be ma'abrin the shana, and it's add a month to the year, letzorech. Rashi says, Mipneha aviv v'tkufas peros. Ha'ilan, Kedisa, Perakam, the Sanhedrin, the Grand Sanhedrin discusses how we're allowed to go to make sure that Pesach falls out in the right month, that just like you're allowed to add on for a month for the year, Kach Ma'arben is a Chodesh Hetzarech, you're also allowed to add on a day to a month in order to need Tamad Lomer, Chodesh Hazelachem, Rosh Chadashim. That very straightforward, the Pasuk tells us that this month should be Rosh Chodashim, meaning Kazera Eva Kadesh, like when you see it, you're Mekadesh it. Rashi says, third wide line in the middle, Kevan Shetira Kadesh Bo Bayom. Once you see it, now you have to Mekadesh it right then. So you can't push it off for when you want to make it earlier or later, etc. Amarava Lokasha, Kan La'abro, Kan Lekadcho. Where are we allowed to go ahead and have more days? That's la'abro. If we want to add on at the end of the month, that you can do. Kan lekancho. What it meant in the pasuk is that you have to mekanish it when you see it means don't think you can be mekanish the chodesh a day early. That you can't do. But you could push it off a little bit. That's fine to do. We're not going against the pasuk. And this is what it means to say. Yochel Kishem Shem Arbin is a Shana Vesachodos Tzorech. You would have thought that just like that you're allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana, you're allowed to add a month to the year in order that the month should work out, and you're allowed to add a day to a month in order for some sort of Tzorech. Kach Mikadshin is a Chodesh Letzorech. So too, you can not only be Ma'aber, but you can be Mekadesh it. In other words, as Rashi now points out, fifth wide line in the middle, Re'ei Tchila, that no, it's got to be. Oh, I'm sorry, let's read it first. Talmud Lomer, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Kazer Re'ei Vekadesh. See like this, and then be Mekadesh it. On that, Rashi finally speaks up, and he says, Re'ei Tchila V'Chakash Kadesh. First see it, then be Mekadesh it. Aval Kishata Ma'abro, Re'ei Vekadeshu. Once you're Ma'aber, it was already seen in Mekudesh. So we're not allowed to go ahead. We're not allowed to start it earlier. V'chiha, now we back it up. V'chiha, Damar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Ma'aymin ala edim ala chodesh shenira bezmano la'abro. V'ein ma'aymin asa edim ala chodesh shelo nira bezmano lekadsho. Literally what it means is we can threaten the edim, the witnesses, on the month that they're seeing bezmano la'abro in order to go ahead and make it a longer month. That if people come to say, oh, we saw the new month and now it's going to end up being chaser, we can like kind of say, you know, push them away and say like, no, in order to make sure that it's a longer month. But we're not allowed to threaten them in a way, we're not allowed to scare them, a scare tactic, in a way that they're going to go and say that they saw something a day earlier than they actually saw. That we're not allowed to do. So in a circumstance where there's a tzorech, we kind of push them off in a way that they're not going to go ahead and mess over Klai Yisrael, but we can't go and have them say that they saw something that they didn't actually see. In fact, the Gemara, Eini, is it really true? We can't make them say that they saw something earlier?
He said the statement to Rabbi Ami, have a Yodin, you should know. Shekol Yomash Rabbi Yochanan, all the days of Rabbi Yochanan, Hayim Alam Deinu, he taught us. Ma'aymin ala Edim, Ala chodesh shelo nir v'zmano lekadesho, afapi shelo ra'u, yomru ra'inu. There are times when we're going to go ahead and teach and tell the people that even though they didn't see it, that we're going to kind of pressure them to say that they actually did see it. Rashi points out, like, why in the world would we do this? When do we have a circumstance that this is going to come up, that we would kind of like force them to do such a thing? We'll see Rashi in a minute to explain what's going on there. But Rava Amar, Rava says, skipped a little. Amar Abaye, Lokasha, Haba Nisan Tishrei, that's Nisan and Tishrei. And this in Tishrei there, we need it sometimes in order for the holidays to work out, then we say we could do that. But Haba Shariyache, but that's like with the rest of the months. And the rest of the months, then we don't go ahead and do such a shtick. We're going to go ahead and we're going to press them toward to do such a thing. Now, this is what Rashi Gomez explains. But Shariyache, lo. B'shar Yachilo, Vim Tomar, Ma Tzorech Lanu B'shar Chadoshim L'chaser L'Aber. Why would we need the rest of the month to be B'chaser and Ma'aber them? Answer is, we're talking about a case like we learned in Erechim. The Gemara in Erechim, Dav Chesem B'Yis says that we're not allowed, we don't do less than 4 months that are Me'uber in the year, and V'lo Nira L'Aber Yoseh Ashmona, you don't do more than 8 months. And that case, the Gemara there explains why, but we're dealing with a case over here of, let's say you already had 8 months, you're Ma'aber, and now we saw people didn't see the moon, and we're going to end up having a 9th month of Ma'aber, and we can't have that, as the Gemara explains there. Therefore, we go and we kind of press them to make sure that they say that they saw something a little bit early. Okay, but at the end of the day, we say we generally don't do such a thing, but there are times when maybe we would do such a thing. Now, says the Gemara, Rava Amar, this is going back in the original question. The original question had said that we find that there's times when you're going to go ahead and you could add if it's a tzorech. And then the Gemara says, really, is it true? Going back a bit, it says, Amy, is it really true that you're allowed to go ahead and add in order for the tzibur if they need something? But we said that Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that you would think that you're allowed to be Ma'arba the Shana, just like you're allowed to do the Shana, so you're allowed to be the Chodesh. And for the months come, says, the Chodesh is Al-Chem Rosh Chodeshim, that you're not allowed to do it. So we had one answer from Rava. Now we're having a second answer over here. Rava Almar, he says it's like this. Ha'adatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Acherim he. That's going in the world of Acherim. As Rashi points out, that shtickle that we say, that we're not ma'aber, we're not adding, we don't subtract, ha'datani rabba she'in ma'aberim v'lo mekachin l'tzarech, that we don't do such a thing, that is Acherim. The Tanya, as we learned in a braisa, Achirim say that. Ein bein atzeres latzeres. Vein bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. There is no difference between one Shavuos and the following Shavuos. No difference between one Shana and the other Rosh Hashanah. Ela arba yomim bilvad. Except for 4 days alone. Vim ha'is Hashanah mu'beres chamishan. If it's a mu'ber year, then it's going to end up being five. And Rashi explains that we understand that the way that we set up the calendar is it's one chaser, one mali. One chaser, one mali. Which ends up being exacting. And therefore, you don't add, and you don't subtract, you don't change anything. And therefore, we don't change at all for any sort of tzarech. That is the Lashon of Achirim, but we simply don't go with that. He says that there's never a change of tzarech, and we say, Taka, there is a change of tzarech, depending on the tzarech. Now we see another opinion about when we go ahead and we kind of threaten them and scare them. Rav Dimi min Arda Masti Ifcha, he actually learns it the opposite way. He says, Ma'ayimin al Eidim, when are we Ma'ayim the Eidim? Alachodesh Shaloni Rabizmano Lekadsho. On a month, Shaloni Rabizmano, that wasn't seen in its time, in order to go ahead and have it earlier. Ve'ein Ma'ayimin al Eidim, Alachodesh Shinir Rabizmano La'abro. But we don't end up doing it in a way that it's going to make it Iber. And interesting, we said before that maybe if they see it at the end of the month, then we say, hey, you didn't see nothing. You hear me, boy? You didn't see nothing. We say over here, no, that's when we do say, let's spell it out. Let me try that again. It used to be what we said is, the first answer was that let's say they end up seeing it on day 30. So then we say to him, no, you didn't see day 30 because we want to be Ma'abed Chodesh. But we don't say to him, hey, you saw it today in order to be Mekadosh HaKodesh. Now it's saying the opposite. We do say, hey, you saw this in order to be Mekadosh HaKodesh. And we don't say, hey, you didn't see this in order to be Ma'abaret. But that we don't do. So we say that Nir Bezmano L'Kadosh. I'm going to say, Ala Eidim, Ala Chodesh, Nir Bezmano L'Abro. My timer. What in the world is going on over here? Because if, let's say, we're saying, hey, you didn't see nothing, then hi, michse kishikra, that looks like sheker. Why? Because maybe if they saw it, then other people also saw it, and when they see the Rabbi Mekadosh it, then they're going to be like, oh, this guy's lying. But hi, lo michse kishikra, the other one doesn't look like sheker, because maybe, clearly no one else is going to be wanting to see it, because it actually didn't happen. And therefore, that's the case is when we're going to say, hey, you did see something. Okay, now we get into delicious, complicated sugyas of how to know to sanctify the moon, when we sanctify, how we sanctify, etc. As everyone will probably tell you, unless you're sitting in a serious Ian chair, you're going to be getting over here a shitchi view. You're going to be getting a pretty surface level view of the sugya. For those who are interested, I encourage you, sit down for hours to get clarity. On a deeper level, but we're going to be looking at the surface. Comes along Shmuel and he says like this, Amar Shmuel, Yachilnu Natakuni Lekula Gola, I can go and I can set up everything for all of Golas, meaning I don't even need Edom over here, I'm a bucky in how the Levana works and how it goes within the Seder and the Mazalos and everything, therefore I can know how to be Mekadosh HaKodesh even without anybody. Wow, okay. So I'm like Abba Avua the Rebbe Simloy Lishmuel. Yes, the Kasha says, oh yeah, you know everything? Let me ask you a question. Yodamar Hai Milsa, the Tanya Basoda Ibor. Do you know that which is said in the Soda Ibor, in the secrets of the Ibor, right? This is the Brisa Shnuy Bura Muslim. It's a Brisa of all the secrets of how you work out the whole Molad. Nolad Kodam Chatzos, or Nolad Acher Chatzos. Do you have any idea what it means when they say that there's a difference between of the Nolad? Nolad means when the moon can, when the beginning of the moon, when it's able to be seen. Do you know the difference of what it means? If it happened before Chatzos or after Chatzos, what the Nafkamina would be? Amalei said back to him, I don't know. So Amalei says back, all right, midahalo yadamar. The fact that you don't know that, you don't know the chilek between that, there's certainly going to be other things that you don't know either. So, yeah, nice, but sorry about that. Now, comes on Rav Zeira. Kisala Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira goes to Eretz Yisrael, and he said a number of different statements. Rashi says, Kisala Rav Zeira shalachlu l'chaveirav shebabavel shnei devarim shalom kan. Two things that he learned, he sent. Shalachlu, he sent them the following statements. We're going to see two ideas, and then we're going to go within Rashi's Pshat, Beza Shemiz Burach Shemo, it's gonna make sense. Here we go. Kisalik Rav Zera, Shalachlu, Tsarich She Laila Vyom Min HaChodesh. It needs to be the night and the day from the same month. Now what does that mean? Rashi explains what that means is that the day follows the night before. We know how halacha works. It's night and the day, Vayerev Vayivoker. So if people saw the old moon at night, it can't be that the next morning can be the next month. You can't have that the night is the previous month and the day is the next month. Because you can't have a day that's part of the old cycle and part of the new cycle. Even though Rashi points out that it's impossible that it's getting smaller at night than that the next morning it's already getting bigger. Nonetheless, Rashi explains that this is going according to the previous Alma, that the Beis Din scares them, even if they didn't see it, to say that they did see it, but Beis Din wouldn't do it in a case where it was getting smaller the night before. Okay, beautiful. That's what it means. So, Laila v'yom, v'yom min ha-chodesh. V'zu, sha'amar abba v'ui, the Rabbi Simloi, and that statement that he said before, that if you have the night and the day, it needs to be from the statement that he asked Shmuel, that he says, Yadamar hai milsa de tanya besod ibar, nolod kolim chatzos, nolod acha chatzos. What does that mean? What that means is as follows. It means that mechashvin is toldoso, we're mechashev the told of when we have this new moon. Nolod kolim chatzos, if it came about before chatzos, before midday, biyadua shenir samal chashkir sacham, then it could be that 6 hours later that it was actually able to be seen. But lo nilod kolim chatzos, if it didn't happen before chatzos, it only happened after chatzos, then biyadua shelo nira samal chashkir sacham, we know that it's impossible that it could have been seen by shkir sacham. Right, which means very simple. If the molad is before chatzos, then it's possible that witnesses are able to see the moon before shkia. But if it happened after chatzos, it's clear you can't see it before shkia. It's just not possible. And if they claim that they did see it, then lamay nafkim. You know what's a nafkim? What comes out from this? What comes out from this is amar ravashi lachush esadi. In order to show that the edom are lying, in order to knock them off, to disprove the edom when they say that they saw such a thing. Amar Rabbi Zeir, amar Rabbi Nachman. Now we know the statement. There's 24 hours that the moon is not able to be seen. The 24-hour period that you can't see it. Now, where Lidi Don, according to us, meaning those who live in Bavel, Shis Me'atika, V'tam Nisar Mecharata, 6 hours from the old moon, you're not going to be able to see it as it's getting smaller, and 18 as it's getting bigger, those 18 hours, you're not going to be able to see it. Rashi explains that since Bavel is more to the east of Eretz Yisrael, they can see it more as it gets smaller. But in Israel, it's the opposite. Lidi Tu, according to Eretz Yisrael, Shis Mecharata, V'tam Nisar Me'atika, that is, you're not able to see it for the 6 hours of the new one and the 18 hours of the old one. Right, so it works the opposite. Lamay nafkamina, what's a nafkamina of the two? Like, who cares? Answers, I'm Havashel Chushisade again to disprove the witnesses if they come along and they claim that they're able to see it during those time periods. All right, we're going to stop over here. Wishing all y'all a great, great day.